You know about Winski Brothers' incredible customer service, but Winski's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winski Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winski's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winski Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskiBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
We know to contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before every dig. But did you know spraying a white line around your digging area means utility flags will be placed only in that area? Fewer flags in the yard? Easier mowing? Everybody wins.
Except for my kid.
I don't want to mow the yard!
Contact Indiana 811 and white line before every project. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Today we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a high of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 32. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy with a high of 53. Monday, chance of rain showers and or thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and breezy and a high of 56. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Hey, we are back once again. It is the third quarter, and I got to admit, Don, I loved one of those ads where the kids said, I don't want to mow the yard. How did they record that when I was 10 years old every Saturday? Absolutely crazy. All right, we are on the third quarter, and next we would like to welcome Clinton Prairie Boys basketball coach, Chad Peckinpah. Coach, we're asking everybody 2 questions when they come on the show today because we're right around the corner from Thanksgiving. Number one, how you doing this morning? And number two, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Well, hey, I'm doing great. Appreciate you guys having me on once again. Always a great time of year, and looking forward to getting things going. We make some homemade noodles, man. I mean, make them at home right from scratch. Nothing better. You look forward to them every Thanksgiving, so got to go with some homemade noodles.
Well, feel free to bring them over to the Etherington house if you want. That would be wonderful.
Well, Coach, thanks for calling in. You're starting your 7th season at Clinton Prairie. Your record 84-31. You've got to be probably one of the better coaches outside of Coach Smith in your record. And preseason, you're ranked 17th in 2A after an 18-4 season last year. So expectations have got to be pretty high out at the land of the Gophers.
Yeah, we got a lot coming back. Obviously, we are 1A this year. With the realignment, they put us down to 1A. So kind of see what that brings along as we go throughout the season. But, we got a lot returning. We got a lot coming up from some of our underclassmen that we're really excited about. So there's a good mix, a lot of returning minutes that we feel that we can get off to a good start and hopefully progress and have a good year.
Man, I'm looking down your roster, and it's almost like nobody ever leaves Prairie. Once they get to play basketball, they seem to be there forever, and that's usually the sign that they're all pretty good. I'm looking at Drew Blacker's name down there. Of course, you got Jake McGraw, Jared Stillwell, Selke Haynes. I mean, the list just goes on and on down the line, and you got to be feeling pretty good about your team and the expectations and what are yours this year.
You got an old list there. There's some old names there. Those ones aren't listed. I'll draw a little bit, but you do have some historic names there in Clinton Prairie history. But We always have high expectations going into the year. Like I said, with what we got coming back, we feel we got a good foundation, some good varsity minutes returning. We're looking forward to competing every night. You know, our schedule's got some challenges on it, which is what you want. Like I said, we're off to try to take it one day at a time and get better every day, especially here early in the season.
So you're telling me don't trust Max Prep on any information because they don't have anything right.
No, Max Prep is not correct.
Well, let's get into what you guys do best. And we talked to Adam Tussinger first in the first part of the show here. He talked about defense, and you have probably one of the best defense in probably Clinton County or even in the Midwest here in the state of Indiana, as you come out in that press that then falls back into a 1-3-1 zone, which is really what Clinton Prairie is all about.
Well, I think we've kind of gotten known for playing a certain way, which is kind of who we are, and I always give our kids a lot of credit. Our kids have bought into trying to be a defensive team and understanding that, you know, defense travels. You're going to have nights where, you know, you don't shoot it well or things just kind of don't go your way, especially that may be on the road. So I think they understand that defense has got to be kind of the forefront of who we are. They bought into that kind of concept, and we do things a little bit different, right? So it's kind of unique. It can get some different looks and some different plays that we can play our defense. But I said the big thing is I give the kids credit because they bought into our concepts and our ideas. They play it with a lot of enthusiasm and an effort.
Man, you start out with, as you have forever, the Frankfort-Clinton Prairie game right before Thanksgiving. It's a great atmosphere no matter whether you're playing at the Den at Clinton Prairie or you're into Everett Case. This year you've got them at home. And what's your expectations to get that bad boy off and starting?
Well, first we're looking forward to playing, right? Get out there and get going first game of the year. And then you get the fact that we're playing a rival school. Then, you know, we're right down the road with Frankfort, always a historic game, a classic game. It always seems to be a great game. Obviously, you got two fan bases that are passionate about their basketball programs and enjoy following their teams. Like I said, we are at Clinton Prairie this year, so we expect another packed house, a great environment. It's always a great way to kind of start the year off with that kind of game.
So have you talked to the athletic director out there? Because game two is a conference game. Normally you kind of get into the season a little bit before you start conference, but you come right back and play at Sheridan. And your schedule, the first, I think, five or six games, you only have two home games. Frankfort's one, Delphi the other. You're on the road a bunch through the Christmas season.
Yeah, to start the year, we're home twice, like you said, so up until you get to, you know, do that Christmas time, which, you know, I think we got some, like I said, some veteran experience, some varsity minutes back, so it's a good test for us early on to go on the road and try to put our best foot forward. Like you said, we start off with a great game in Frankfort and then turn around and play a team that's going to be very talented and a tough game, a conference game for us in Sheridan. So right from the start, we're going to be tested. But, you know, we play all our conference games typically on a Friday night. That's why we kind of space them out throughout the year. And like this, Sheridan's going to have a great team. They got everybody back. So that first half of our schedule, especially being on the road, is really going to challenge us and get us going.
Coach, what do you think that your team has to improve on? I know it's really early. You haven't played a game yet. But through your practices, what does your team have to do to continue to bring the best Gopher team to the Den?
Yeah, we lost some kids that gave us a lot of misses. I really like what is coming in, kind of in that place. But obviously, this group hasn't really played together yet. So it's finding a cohesive kind of mesh together. Figuring out who that 7th, 8th, 9th, maybe 10th band is that comes in and kind of gets your substitution patterns and those guys kind of in place. So I like our depth this year. But really, guys just haven't kind of played together yet. So that's obviously a work in progress as you get things worked out. We also, as you talk about our defense, and Caden Davis and Levi Alser that really kind of anchored our back line. They were physical, they were aggressive, they were big. So they're a big part of what we do. So we've got to get sure those guys understand how, you know, how we play the defense and how we play it for a full four quarters. So it's just keeping progressing and coming together. I love our pieces. I love what we got. You just got to keep working to make that thing mesh.
And Coach, one thing about that 1-3-1 is the length. It just can be extremely frustrating for an opposing coach. But you talked about tradition and everything like that. Moving down to 1A, I can't speak for other schools around the state, but to me, the sectional that Prairie is in reminds me of the old days in the old Frankfort sectional at Case Arena, where you had all of the county teams. You've got Rossville, Prairie, Central, and you've also got Carroll in one sectional. Kind of talk about what that's going to mean, not just for you, but your players, because I believe it's also at Prairie, the sectional, too. Is that correct?
The boys is at Clinton Central this year.
Oh, it's at Clinton Central. I knew I was going to screw that up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the girls is at Clinton Prairie, but the boys is at Clinton Central. So.
Good. I'm glad we got that cleared up. Excellent.
Yeah. Like you alluded to, though, like, you know, back when it was one class, back when I played, those type of things, you had everybody kind of in the local area in your sectional, right? So it made for a tremendous atmosphere, you know, great fan support every night. People could come. When they started going to class, you got some of that split where you had a lot more travel because you had to play, you know, who was in that class around you, right? So this time, like you said, we're bringing people back together. So you get Rossville, you get Clinton Central, you get Carroll, you get some other teams from around the area here, and you got some good teams, you know what I mean? So you're going to have some great ball games, some tough ball games, but the feeling of having that local community all come together and support their team in one spot for one title is going to be a fun event.
And I just remember walking into Case Arena, seeing those banners, and Don, you're not going to like this very much, but my dad coaching with Phil Waddell at Tipton for several years, I'd see those banners and I'd see those years of sectional championships. We'd walk in and just say, not this year, we're not going to let them put another year up there. Kind of describe your playing days and what was so special about playing in that single class tournament, because I think a lot of people, you know, it's been many, many years since we switched to classes. What was your best moment from that, and what can you give to your players from those playing days?
Well, yeah, I mean, so my junior and senior year, we were fortunate enough to go to semi-state. So, again, that's when you had that Sweet 16, which, again, that was the final 16 teams in the state, right? Because everybody's competing for one title there. So the sectionals were amazing. You had all the local teams. I played at McCutcheon. So you had Lafayette, Jeff, Harrison, Carroll, everybody right there. And, you know, back then, Lafayette, Jeff was packed. It didn't matter if it was Tuesday night, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever that was, you knew you were playing in front of a packed house. So just a tremendous experience. Back then, it's when they had the Sweet 16, the semi-states in some kind of college venue. So we got to play our Sweet 16 semi-states in Mackey Arena. So you get to go there and practice during the week, and you had a whole community supporting you every step along the way. So hopefully we get some of that feeling back here, like you said, as we're having local teams in our sectional this year again. But just a chance to get up there and cut down the net. You know, I always tell our kids it's just something you always remember. And we want that experience and opportunity for them, and hopefully this is the year we can get that done.
Well, we're looking forward to a wild and crazy night in the Gopher Den. I believe that the Gopher gang has really been active on social media the last couple of weeks, or at least the last couple of days, because they've been trying to instill this new dance. Couple of things. Number one, what do you know about the new Gopher dance that they're going to be doing? I think for 30-second timeouts or something like that. And number two, would you be willing to dance with the students as well?
So, yeah, good question. So the take is on, if anybody follows Purdue, obviously the land stands that, you know, they would do out there during the timeouts and stuff like that. So Clinton Prairie's kind of implemented their own dance to a song called the Gopher Groove, which our fans are hopefully going to be involved in. Our student section's excited about it. During the timeout, I don't think I'll probably partake. I'm coaching with the team, but I have gotten out there and done it with them as we've kind of gone through it. So just something else to kind of, you know, again, talk about community and support and doing things together. And I think our student body is excited about it. So it should be something that's pretty neat for our school.
We're talking with Coach Chad Peckinpah, the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Coach, my last question for you is that, you know, when the season starts and all the kids come out for practice, there's always that one lad that comes out and you go, man, where did this guy come from? And well, are we glad to have him? Can you tell me who that guy would be for you?
Well, just, I mean, you get a lot of those guys where you see improvement, you know, especially from year to year. Guys get stronger. They really dedicated the time of getting in the gym. And, you know, we got a number of young guys that have kind of taken some steps, which for us, again, I talked about kind of I really like our depth this year. But also, when you have those guys, it makes, you know, practice more competitive, right? So you're getting better across the board. Your varsity group's getting challenged every day, so they gotta work. But then your young guys are going to get older, stronger guys, so you know, it makes them better as well. So I'm really excited about, again, our whole program. You talk about all the way down to kind of like our 7th and 8th grade. We got a lot of talent in 7th and 8th grade as well that, you know, I'm looking forward to once they get up there. But so we're pretty fortunate to where we're at. Like I said, this year we're kind of focused on, you know, what's in front of us, and that's we're actually heading to Benton Central right now for a scrimmage since we got canceled Thursday night. So kind of that's what we're focused on, to see how we do today and then keep preparing for Wednesday night against Frankfort.
Well, Coach, I wish you the best of luck starting December the 6th, maybe not the 27th. There's a reason for that. But don't beat up on my hot dogs too awful bad on Wednesday, okay?
we expect another good game and a fun game, so we're looking forward to it.
Yep. Have a good season, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. We look forward to seeing Coach Chad Peckinpah and the Clinton Prairie Gophers as they take on the Frankfort Hot Dogs this Wednesday, November 27th. Make sure that you come out to the Gopher Den, but if you can't make it out or if you want to watch the replay of the game, that game is going to be one of our games of the week on HoosierLandTV.com. Myself and Sam Ward are going to be there broadcasting everything. This is the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a short break as we get ready for the fourth quarter. For Don Stock, I am Kyle Etherington. You are Inside the Huddle. We will be back after these words.
Reasons you should be using our services.
Energy savings.
That's right. There's a 95% savings from recycling aluminum versus mining, and a 60% savings recycling steel.
Hauling and waste removal.
Winsky's offers industrial hauling and waste removal and provides roll-off service.
Customer service.
At Winsky Brothers, our customer service is outstanding. We'll have you on your way in no time.
More money in your pocket.
Every dollar counts these days, so come see us at Winsky Brothers, 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort. Check us out at WinskyBrothers.com. or on Facebook.
Hi, Matt Wilson here. Join me every weekday morning at 6 a.m. for the Day in Genda Morning Show. I'll have news, weather, local information, and some fun features to help you start your day. Listen in for the Bozo Criminal Report, the Box from the Attic, the Daily Top 5, and the Classic Hits Salute. We will be adding more features in the coming weeks, and of course have all your favorite classic hits. Sponsored by Day in Genda Funeral Home, they put family first. That's every weekday morning here on 96.9 AM 1570 and Boom 1027 WILO.
Over the last few years, things have gotten weird.
And for our kids, these things can be overwhelmingly stressful.
Scientific research
and real life experience
tell us that the number one antidote to stress is authentic, trusted relationships.
So that's why I.
That's why I.
That's why I am committed to building and maintaining a trusted space.
This is a trusted space.
Access free films and resources to build trusted spaces in your school.
Hey there, Hoosiers. Are you ready to give your child a head start on their future? Indiana 529 savings plans are a simple way to save for their education. Plus, there are some great tax benefits. The best part? It's not just for college. Indiana 529 can be used for tech schools, trade programs, apprenticeships, and more. Start with just $10 a month at myindiana529.com to help them reach their dreams. Read the disclosure booklet carefully before investing. Sponsored by Indiana 529.
Welcome back. It is the fourth quarter. You are Inside the Huddle. And our last guest of the morning is Carroll Girls basketball coach, Brady Wiles. Coach, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Two questions. Number one, how are you doing this morning? And what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning. Feeling pretty good this morning. Obviously had a big win last night, and you know, we were able to celebrate that at the boathouse in Burlington with the crew, so that was a good time. And, you know, favorite Thanksgiving dish, I don't know. I like them all, I guess.
Well, Coach, thanks for calling in. Sorry I missed the boathouse last night.
As, I am too. I'm jealous.
We enjoy sitting there with you guys and hashing it out. Nice start to the season, 6-1, ranked 17th in 1A. And as you said, a big win last night. And your girls did a great job at taking the Davison girl out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Carly a lot of credit. I mean, she had all the attention, probably three girls on her at different times, and, you know, still found a way to score 24 points and, you know, contribute and really carry their team to keep them in it at the end. So you got to give her a lot of credit. But, you know, Olivia Schroeder, junior this year, starter that's really seeing her first varsity minutes of her career, you know, a strong girl that is just determined to get the job done. And, you know, like I said, give Carly credit. She had 24 points, but, you know, anybody watching the game saw that it was a very, very difficult 24 points, and ultimately that was the difference in the game. So very impressed with her and the job that we did last night defensively.
Well, you know, I am up to watch you play Sheridan at home. It wasn't one of your girls' better ball games, but between that game and the Central ball game, I see improvements being made, and it looks like Emily Justice and Julian Saltz are starting to kind of settle into their role as what potentially would be your leaders of the squad.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Sheridan will be one of the top teams in basketball in this area this year. You know, they had a junior all-star last year and played in a semi-state. So, you know, for us to be down 1 point and the inexperience that we had in that game, I was honestly proud of our performance. We ended up getting beat by 20, but it was, you know, anyone there saw it was a much, much closer game. But, you know, Emily and Jillian, they've been role players in the past for us and have played quite a few minutes. But, you know, now they're the lead players. You know, Emily's a scorer from the outside, and Jillian kind of does it all. You know, 6 foot forward for us, shoots outside, but also, you know, dominates inside quite a bit. So we depend on Jillian, and, you know, I'm proud of her. I truly think she'll be one of the better players in the area, and, you know, we are depending on it.
Well, you know, I think you've got a freshman that played pretty good basketball, and it's nice to see that we have another Maddie back, a Maddie Isley. Talk a little bit about her, because I thought she did a pretty decent job last night.
Well, I mean, you to call it like it is, Maddie won the game for us last night. you know, she scored 16 points. And as far as on the offensive end, the ball ended up in her hands. She hit free throws. She did it all. So we are definitely not sitting here in a good mood this morning without Maddie. So, but we're excited about the freshman group. I mean, our JV is 4-0 now. Probably some girls on that team that should be getting minutes at the varsity level. So very successful freshman class that mixes in with, you know, some pieces in the upper class, and, you know, we're excited and, you know, continuing every tradition we have in at Carroll Girls Basketball.
Well, I noticed that your junior varsity is basically all freshmen. Does that affect your freshman team without having that, or do you have enough freshmen to have that freshman team along with a JV team?
No, we just have a JV and varsity. I mean, our numbers have been down for a couple of years, so we're really happy to have a JV squad this year. You know, there's a lot of teams in the area that don't have JVs. So, you know, like I said, it makes, you know, kind of like Coach Peckinpah was saying previous, it makes for fun practices because we can truly put 5-on-5 out there and give each other a good look. So, you know, that's, Give them credit because, like I said, they're working hard, they're learning, and they're knocking on the door. So, you know, we're excited about it.
Well, to a great start, 6-1. You're on a little pause now as you're not going to play for a little bit until you play Northwestern. Is that by design?
Yeah, it is by design, and obviously, naturally, it happens with the Thanksgiving break. But, you know, they know going into the season that they have essentially 2 full weeks off. You know, basketball season is a long, grinding season, you know, for the players and the coaches. So they know they get a week off during Thanksgiving, and they get a week off right after a holiday tournament going into the new year. And honestly, they've worked hard and they've earned this stretch off. So we need to get a couple people a little healthier, and I think some time away will do that. And you know, come back with a stretch of Howard County teams, and then followed up by Marion. So we've got a lot to work for that that following week of Thanksgiving.
And Coach, those are some pretty amazing games with Howard County, and of course the old Marion Giants. Is that going to be at home, or is that going to be at the Bill Green?
We're at Northwestern, and then we play Western at home, and Marion's at home this year. But we're excited to go play at Marion next year. That's the main reason I added them. I wanted to go over and play in an atmosphere in a gym like that. So we're excited to have them on the schedule.
I taught at Marion High School for 2.5 years, and it is just a wild and crazy time. There is a very few atmospheres as great as the old Bill Green with those banners, and you've got, of course, the Giants Hall of Fame there. Just an absolute wonderful atmosphere. So that's great that you added that onto the schedule. Speaking of rest, your girls definitely deserved it for the defensive effort. I think on your Twitter page, whether it was the girls basketball page or it was the Carroll page, they had Olivia Schroeder with a lock emoji. Kind of talk about the box and one, because what impressed me so much about her last night that I said on the Hoosierland TV broadcast is I could watch her play the box and one all day, because what she was doing when they were setting screens for Davison is Schroeder was going under the screens. Meanwhile, she was directing her teammates to go over the screens. How much of that was coaching staff seen versus how much of that was players, or was it just a combination of just knowing the teams as well as you did?
Yeah, well, I mean, we give our players a lot of credit. I mean, our coaching staff kind of splits up the scouting reports, and, you know, we obviously view that as a rivalry game and a big game. So, you know, Adam Harness and I did the scouting report for Clemson Central, and, you know, we prepared for it all week. So in anticipation of how they would play against it, because we have done this in the past, you know, we knew that it would be a high ball screen. So for 2 straight practices, we practiced and practiced on hedging that screen and not letting Carly split us, getting downhill to the middle of the floor. Because, you know, if she gets to the middle of the floor, she's one of the best players in the area, and she's unstoppable if she gets to the middle of the floor. So even though Carly's a pretty good shooter from the outside, especially now in her career, you know, we did that hard hedge, which had a hand up at the 3-point line, and then Schroeder's able to get around the screen and right there, you know, right there after the hedge, and we're able to fall back into the box and one. So definitely repped, but again, give the girls credit. They bought into it. They believed in it, and we 100% executed on the defensive end. So, you know, Schroeder really buys into that, because she's not, I mean, she'll tell you she's not a great offensive player, but she also realizes, like, I physically could not take her out of the game last night because of what she was doing on defense. So she plays that role. It's a defensive stopper, and don't turn the ball over on offense, and she did the job.
And she did the job against Sheridan, too, because I remember going into halftime, that game was tied, or it was only a 1-point game. So in a lot of the shots that Davison was able to get, those were very difficult shots. There was always a hand in her face, or, you know, if you had to give up a foul, you know, she had to earn it at the line, things like that. So it was just absolutely amazing. But you talked about the freshman, especially Maddie Isley, winning the game for you. She was the Hoosierland TV player of the game with those 16 points. Talk about kind of the learning process that the freshmen have gone through, because I remember coaching against them last year in 8th grade, and honestly, I really enjoyed putting on a headset versus trying to figure out a strategy to beat that team, because they were a very talented team in 8th grade. Talk about kind of the learning process that they've had to go through this year transitioning to the high school game from middle school.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is, I truly feel like we've built a program at Carroll. So they, you know, that freshman class has played a lot of basketball the last few years. You know, we're over at Legacy on Saturdays. We're, you know, playing the full fall season in Legacy, and then they're playing school ball in the winter. And then we really get our junior high involved in the summer as well. So, you know, that's what it takes. And the main thing when it comes to your youth programs is you've got to have parents that buy into it, that know what they're talking about, and honestly, that coach. So you got to give, you know, Springer's dad, Isley's mom, Harder's mom, they're a big part of this, and you know they're not on the staff right now, but you got to give them a ton of credit for developing these girls. But you know the main thing is, you know, you look at Maddie, she's built like an upperclassman, she's got a little bit of an edge, you know, whether you call it an attitude, she plays it the right way, but she's not afraid to have the ball in her hands, and that was impressive to see last night when they were pressing. She wants the ball in her hands, and she got the job done.
Well, Coach, that's the thing I admire most about the Carroll High School, and that is the amount of closeness that the school has in its student body, and it rolls off into the athletic program itself. My last question for you is, how difficult is it, Coach, to have to sit on the chair and coach from the chair?
You know, that's honestly the most miserable thing that you could possibly do in life. I could honestly say, you know, I got a technical last night in the fourth quarter, and I get rowdy a little bit of times, and I usually don't get a technical. I've got, I think, 3 and 8 years now. But I got my first technical for not saying a word, so that was impressive last night.
Well, when you received your call last night, Carl said, "This will be fun because that guy don't know how to sit down on that chair."
Well, yeah, and if you watched me last night, I had a chair on one end of the bench and then a chair on the other. So I just kept hopping back and forth depending if we were on offense or defense. So it was fun.
Well, Brady, good job. Congratulations. A big win last night. Keeps your nose into the middle of the conference, which you want to be, and hoping that that the Hawks, Lady Hawks, stumble, and you'll be right there to pick it up. So congratulations. Enjoy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk with you down the line somewhere.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you, Coach. And, of course, if you want to take a look at last night's ball game and not just watching Coach move from one end of the bench to the other, you can go to HoosierlandTV.com to see that rebroadcast of Clinton Central and Carroll anytime you want. As we close out the show, we're just about to the end of the fourth quarter, but, Don, I would be remiss. Right now, there's a wild and crazy party going on in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, man.
I wore my IU hat for you.
That's what I'm actually heading home for that. It's got a little misty rain. I want to do some work outside. Don't know if I'm going to get that done or not. But looking forward to whether the IU boys can break the 29-game losing snap this year.
Right now, the way everybody's talking on ESPN, they're just wondering if they're going to break the point spread. Any predictions before we sign off?
Well, I had a gentleman sitting in front of us last night who said, IU should really come in and just forfeit the game because their postseason's based on the score, the average or the score between.
Correct.
If you forfeit, you only get beat by 1 point. And he said, so, you know, what they ought to do is just forfeit, and then that would keep their position in the playoff in a pretty good spot versus going in if they get waxed, what that would do to them. So I don't know.
Man, if that's how it worked in high school tennis when I was a kid, man, my record would have been 100% better. My poor devil's partner. Well, hey, that being said, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us on Inside the Huddle. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And don't forget, the night before Thanksgiving, be sure to head to the Gopher Den. And if you can't make it to the Gopher Den, tune in on HoosierlandTV.com for the big matchup as boys basketball gets started in this area as the Frankfort Hot Dogs visit the Clinton Prairie Gophers approximately 7:15 for pregame, followed by the tip at 7:30. For Don Stock, I am Kyle Etherington. This has been Inside the Huddle. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
96.9 and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Sentencing in President-elect Trump's hush money trial in New York is now delayed indefinitely.
Judge Juan Merchan declined to rule on the issue of presidential immunity. That is one of the reasons that Trump's lawyers, including his pick for Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, argue that the case should be thrown out.
Fox's Nate Foy, a federal judge, also dismissing his classified documents mishandling case earlier in the year. Mr. Trump picking Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary. Bessent backs a key part of the economic plan of the incoming Trump White House, tariffs.
Bessent has said that, look, tariffs, for a few reasons, they fund the Treasury, they protect American industries, and also the third leg of that, he says, it's for negotiating leverage for this administration.
Fox News.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Today we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a high of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of...